Welcome to the Marketing Seekers Podcast. My name is Russell Brunson, and I'm what you call a serial entrepreneur, but with a twist. You see, 50% of my time, I'm the CEO of ClickFunnels, helping over 100,000 brands to grow their companies with funnels. And the other 50% of my time, I'm actually in the trenches using ClickFunnels to grow the startups I believe in. During this podcast, I'll take you behind the scenes and show you how we are bootstrapping ClickFunnels and my other businesses from startup to nine figures and beyond. Welcome to the show. What's up, everybody? This is Russell. Welcome back to Marketing Seekers Podcast. We got another cool Q&A show for you guys, which I hope you will enjoy. This question was fun. This was about how do you actually scale your webinar? A lot of people do a webinar to their own list and they make some money and they're excited. Then do the webinar to the list again and then again, and they start getting really quickly diminishing returns. And that was kind of this question. It's like, how do I grow this? How do I scale it? And so, that was kind of the background on this this question. And so if you have a webinar, you're trying to figure out how in the world do I scale it, hopefully this will help you guys to get some ideas. Obviously, as you hear this, you're going to learn, you know, we talk in Inner Circle a lot about linchpin and things like that and how we're scaling businesses. And so, you know, if you don't know anything about the linchpin yet, I'd recommend going to linchpinbook.com. Go buy a copy of that book for free, which will walk you the linchpin formula, which will help you understand also how we're scaling webinars and how, you know, in fact, the ClickFunnels webinar is on track to be, well, I guess it's not just the webinar, it's everything we've done in ClickFunnels, but yeah, ClickFunnels is close to passing $1 billion in total lifetime sales, which is crazy. It all came off of our webinar. So I wouldn't say it's a $1 billion webinar, but it definitely was the foundation that built ClickFunnels. So anyway, if you want to scale a webinar to 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, a billion figures and beyond, hopefully this will help you see my strategy and how we do it. Thanks so much, and I hope you enjoy this episode. All right, how's it going?
Hi, good. How are you?
So good.
Good. I have a question about webinar. Mm-hmm. So I listen to your advice. Everything you say, I do. And it works. That's why I'm here. So did you say if you do a webinar every week, you never have to worry about your bank account again? Something similar on that line, right?
Yeah.
It's true. So I've been doing a webinar since June. Every week. Mm-hmm. So, interestingly, the first webinar, the only two people that show up was my husband and my sister.
Did either of them buy?
And I pretended there was like 1,000 people that show up. So it didn't matter at all. I just did the webinar because I know that every time I do it, I'm going to get better and better and better. And it's actually much better than it was thanks to the coaches and to CCX as well as some of the Inner Circle members as well. So thank you for that. But since then, my list has dried up. I have not run ad to the webinar. So I've been presenting it to my list initially, and then anybody that joined my list, and then social media and to YouTube, and then we would stream live to YouTube and our social media. So what we're finding out is less and less people are showing up. They're not buying the offer like they used to. So my question is, and if for us, we only run Google ad because of our content, and we actually, our Google ad right now is not performing as well, and we're probably going to decrease the amount that we usually spend. So my question is, do I need to continue the webinar anymore because I'm not, yeah, it's like, it seems like I'm drying up the leads that are coming to there organically, and I'm afraid to do Google ad because we're losing so much money now, we're just using Google ad to drive into our business as leads and not to the webinar.
So you're only buying Google ads right now?
But not to the webinar.
What are you buying them to?
We're buying it to the Mifki and to a free ebook, which then leads to a sales call.
Okay. And then you're not buying Facebook or other social platforms because you're not able to?
Yeah, just Google ad right now.
Okay. And you're saying you're buying it to the Mifki. Are you profitable or you're not profitable on Mifki?
We're profitable on the Mifki.
What's the price of the Mifki?
Well, it's $7 to opt in and 14-day trial that lead to a continuity of $97 a month. So far, we have 350 members.
Yeah.
Yay!
Okay, so this is awesome. Actually, this is a really good thing. This is great news. I've got good news for you. And have you ever ran Google ads to the to the webinar?
No.
Okay, step one, run Google Ads to the webinar. That's step one. You look shocked. This is no.
Try it?
100%. Because the nice thing is, like, you have so much, like, what's the price point you sell on the webinar?
Actually, the webinar goes to a sales call.
Okay, because, what's the price point you sell on the web call?
On the it's $10,000.
Okay, so you can, if you spend $10,000 going to a webinar and you get one sale, you're break even, right? And if you follow the linchpin, when some registered webinar, it comes down here and then they see the MIFKI. And if a percentage sign for MIFKI, then you make continuity, right? So, like, even if you're like, I don't, like, this whole thing is just for me to break even. You spend $10,000, you get one sale, but you add from this process. I mean, if you spend 10 grand on webinar registrations, let's say you're paying 10 bucks a lead. What's the math on that? Is that 1,000 leads? Did you get 1,000 leads? Do you get from 1,000 leads, you get, let's say you get 10% sign up. You're at 100 people out of continuity. You get 100 people to join continuity each week just from this. So within 3 weeks, you've doubled the size of your continuity. And it didn't cost you any money because you this was your break even, your self-liquidating offer. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're still getting the MIFKI sale, but you're also getting people into this sale, which then liquidates the cost of the ads. And the other thing to think about, like, when I talk about doing a webinar a week, the only way that model works is if you're doing paid ads. Because you have to have a new audience to do it to. You can't do the same audience over and over again. So as soon as you've promoted the same audience three times, the same webinar, they're like, this is the same webinar. Why did I ever show up? And then they just turn you off and they're gone, right? So for me, it's funny, actually. You guys ever do something for a long time and it works really, really well, and then you stop? Because, and like 5 years later, you're like, why did we stop that thing? Okay, so the rule for the first 4 years of ClickFunnels, what we did is we were doing five or six webinars a week consistently, week in, week out. And then once a quarter, I would do a webinar to my entire list, the exact same webinar. And then I come back and I do it every single week doing these other webinars. And once a quarter, I do it. So once a quarter, I do a webinar back to our own list, who obviously some had already seen it, some hadn't seen it, but like that webinar would crush it. And so once a quarter, we did my webinar back to my own list, but only once a quarter. If I did it more often than that, just people wouldn't show up because it was not enough, right? We didn't have enough new blood coming in for that to actually work. And so that was the thing. And so it's funny because I haven't done the Funnel Hacks webinar to my list in years. November 30th of this year, I'm doing the Funnel Hacks webinar to my entire list. Like, I had this revelation like 2 weeks ago. I was like, why did we stop doing the thing? Like, every time, like, once a quarter, we do that thing, and it's just like, here's $1 million, cha-ching. And I was like, oh, we should just forget that one thing that gives us $1 million every quarter and just not do it. So, so November 30th, we're doing it, and you'll see me once a quarter for the rest of my life, now, like, hard-coded into, because, like, it took away from the entrepreneur. Now someone who's a manager is making it part of a process that then sort of magically happened, which is awesome. But that's the thing, is like once a quarter to your existing audience, but now you got to replenish it. So you replenish it through ads. And if you've got a $10,000 offer, I would gamble 10 grand, spend 10 grand on this and see what happens. And maybe you get one, but what if you get two sales or three or five and you get the continuity? Now you're getting like, now this is like, you got a five times, let's say you get five sales, five times ROAS on this. And you add 300 people to your, or 100 people to your continuity. Like, that's scalable and that grows, and you run that, boom, 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 boom. And once a quarter, you take that whole audience and boom, you go back in and you launch it again.
So if that worked, how much more should I put in for ad? Well, it will work. Could you tell me to do it? It will work.
Whenever I test a campaign, this is always my thing. I'm like, what am I going to make over here? And I'm going to gamble that much money. So if you're selling the $2,000 offer, I say, throw $2,000 in and just see what happens. You know, if you're selling 10 grand, throw 10 grand in, just see if you can get one sale from that offer and just see what happens. And if you get two sales, it's Christmas time. Let's do it again. And just keep doing that and start just slowly scaling it up and just kind of going from there.
So I just put more and more money in, the more sales we have on the back end.
The goal is to get to $1 million a month in paid ads as soon as possible.
Woo!
That should be everybody's goal in here. How many guys are spending less than $1 million a month in ads? Okay, there's your goal. Welcome to the inner circle, you guys. That's when you graduated. Like, that should be it. The whole thing, like, our goal should be, how do we spend as much money humanly possible, right? That's the whole, that's it. So that should be the goal. How do I get to the point where I can spend $1 million profitably a month in ads? And that's how you do it. Because if you're spending $1 million a month in ads, again, what's $1 million divided by $10?
$100,000.
That means you had 100,000 leads to your list that month. And if you get 10% to join, it means 10,000 people join your continuity.
Like, that's to be the goal. Everyone should write that on their forehead or their arm or something, like $1 million a month ad spend is the goal. And then take a bunch of money, dump it into organic, all the other things to get your free traffic, because I'm a big believer now, more so now than I've ever been, because ads are getting more expensive. But like, dump time, energy into free ad stuff as well and start trying to like get more of that. But like, that should be the goal. It's as quick as possible. How do I get to $1 million a month in ads profitably? Don't just like, real quick, this is like the asterisk before someone comes back, Russell, you ruined me. Okay. Don't spend $1 million yet. You spend 10 grand and see if you get 10 grand back. You're like, cool. Then you do 20 grand back, and you keep slowly scaling it up. And if you have 1 month where it goes down, then you're like, you taper back down a little bit, make some tweaks. But it's like, it should take you a little while to get to that point, but that should be the goal, 100%.